America's favorite sandwich, again this year, time and again.
Peanut butter and jelly?
Grilled cheese. Oh. No. Grilled cheese. Grilled cheese wins.
It's a fine sandwich.
It is.
It's a fine sandwich.
61% of Americans say grilled cheese is their favorite sandwich. It is good.
What's number two?
Number two is peanut butter and jelly.
Okay.
It's a fine sandwich as well. But as far as American adults, we like the grilled cheese the best. I didn't have a barbecue sandwich over the weekend. I almost did. I smelled them.
Oh,
I was at a barbecue festival.
Delightful.
Oh, you're exactly what they want at the festival.
Yeah.
This guy just keeps leaning over and smelling us.
He wants to put his nose in the fries. Can we? Do we let him? I can charge him. There's no button on the register for that.
I think something's wrong with him.
Man, the sights and smells of barbecue festival. You know, my wife, I think she conned me in this.
Conned you?
Yeah. Well, here's what happened.
You?
Yes. Yes.
My a man who's self-aware and street smart?
Yes. Yes. My son, here, this all happened.
The whole fam go?
Well, Friday night, we're all planning to go to the barbecue festival. My wife's family runs it. It's in Lexington, North Carolina. Wonderful festival. It was Saturday. The weather was perfect. 60 degrees. I mean, just walking up and down the streets felt great. But my wife on Friday got a call from our son at the University of Tennessee, and he was out of whatever medication he takes, okay? Listen to this. And there's a shortage of it in Knoxville. This is the one that keeps him focused on his paper. You know, ADHD, whatever. Yeah. He's got to focus.
Okay.
All right. So his last one he had taken on Thursday, and he said, I barely made it through class today. This is Friday. He's like, I'm slumped. I'm totally slumped.
Oh, no.
I got to get into the weekend. And the prescription had been called in, but they were in Knoxville, they didn't have it at any pharmacy in Knoxville. So she said, can you get through next week without it? Because it was supposed to be here in like more 5 or 6 days. He's like, no, I'm slumped and I've got a test. There's no way. I've got to have it.
Yikes.
I know. So we got it here. We got it prescribed here. And my wife said, I will drive it halfway to Tennessee. He'll meet me halfway and I'll give him the medicine. If you send it through the mail, you can go to prison.
Yep.
Is that?
Oh. Yeah, it's true. I was going to say, don't send it through the mail.
That's clocked.
Yeah.
Send it to the mail, you go
can
to
you ship it through FedEx or is that the same
prison?
Rules?
Prison. Same rules.
Hard time?
Hard time. Pound me in the ass. Prison. Yeah. 5 years.
Don't do it.
You're a drug trafficker.
You're a drug trafficker if you do it.
I'm glad you knew that. I was worried you were going to say I mailed it to him.
So I said, all right, I'll go and take him and I just won't be able to go to the barbecue festival. She goes, no, I want to see him. I'll take it. You go to the barbecue festival.
So she's going to make the trip west.
And she did.
And your son's eastbound and down.
Correct. So they did that. And she said to me, when you go to the barbecue festival, take the dog with you, Franklin. Wear him out. I want him to get some good exercise. And I was like, do I have to take him to the barbecue?
I mean, that's a really, yeah. I've been to that event. It's a close environment.
Yes.
I mean, you are shoulder to shoulder with
very
other
close
people.
God.
What people love is running into a large dog.
Well,
that will eat anything out of their hands.
See it.
Franklin.
Oh, my God.
Don't know.
That dog. And as soon as we got out of the car, he was like, woo, 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 you know, and just like,
oh, yeah.
I've got him on the leash and he's pulling my shoulder out of the socket.
So it's just you and the girl and the dog?
Me and the girl and the dog. And he tries to eat every cigarette butt, every hot dog wrapper, every French fry.
There he will eat anything.
Barbecue sauce. And I was like, get back.
Cotton candy. Cone.
All of it. He took a big dump right in the bank parking lot where we parked. I had to get that.
Even go in the grass.
I mean, now he's just right there in front of the woman that pulled us in. It was a Boy Scout parking lot. He just took a big dump right there.
Take a picture. Gross.
Then the coup de grace, as we're leaving, I'm there an hour. And we're up and down the street. My daughter gets her hot dog, all that. I smelled the barbecue.
Hot dog.
She's a hot dog. I know. And when we left, we took a wrong turn. Now, we're outside the festival, and my car is like 3 blocks away, so I have to cross back over festival traffic to go, you know, the people walking. The streets are shut down, of course. And as I'm walking back into the festival, ready to leave, I've been there an hour, a policeman said, is that a service animal? And I said, does that look like a service animal? I said, no. And he goes, can't let you in the festival. And I said, well, I've already been in the festival. He goes, I can't let you back.
Joke's on you.
You didn't see the turd he took.
He said, I can't let you in the vegetable.
Where were you 2 hours ago?
Thank you. And I said, well, I said, my car is 3 blocks from here, and I've got to walk through the festival to get there. He goes, We're at a stalemate. I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know either. Did you have to walk around? Or did he let
that
you through?
Been miles. No, he didn't let me through. My daughter stood and held the dog where I went and got the car and drove all the way around.
Okay.
And I looked at him when I got, I mean, it was 20 minutes before I got back to her. And I was like, do you see?
So it's a no dogs festival?
Yeah, but I didn't know that. It had to be a service dog.
How many years have you been?
Only 26.
And who runs it?
My wife's cousin.
I wish somebody would have told me.
Somebody, can I get a heads up on this?
Warner Brother.
Yes. BB Shea's shirt. Warner Brother. Warner Brother. That was a tough end.
Good thing you didn't check your privilege at the door.
He said to me, it's another altercation with cops where he says, can't let you go through. I'm like, come on. I'm really going through.
He's come on,
like,
bro.
Ha ha. Like, my car's right there. I can see it.
I said, look, it's only a couple of blocks. He goes, I can't let you. We're at a stalemate. So finally, I was like, well, I guess I'm just not going to be able to do this. I tried to talk my way out of it.
Guess I live here now.
Yeah. Guess that's where I'll be. Boy, everybody wanted to pet that dog, though. They were like,
oh, hey, yeah.
Dog. And they'd come up to him and pet him. And he'd take the barbecue sandwich right out of their hand.
Yep.
That's what he does.